Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Snooze Flip is the most universal mattress on the planet, a mattress that is designed to fit everybody and every body. Snooze Mattress is introducing the world's first 4-in-1 mattress where you can choose from soft, firm, cool, or cozy. Flip it to choose your comfort level and zip it with our reversible and washable temperature regulated cover. What you want today might not be what your body needs tomorrow. You buy one mattress to last 8 years, but a lot can change in that amount of time as you get fitter, heavier, and older. Customize your comfort, zip it, flip it, and choose your Snooze. Did you know a study at UC Berkeley suggests that couples who struggle to sleep well fight more often? We spend half of our lives asleep, and for some of us, we spend 100% of that time sleeping alongside our significant other. The Snooze Flip Split King would allow couples to customize their sleep for more restful nights and without sleeping in different rooms. Don't sacrifice your sleep for your partner.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo and Jesse coming at you. We figured it would be a good day for a fun little show. Take a look at what every NHL team would have on their Christmas wish list. Should be a little bit fun. We'll get to the Abs towards the end. But we're going to start in the Eastern Conference. Jesse, should we go worst to first, or should we go first to worst? Which way do you want to go?
Let's go worst to first.
All right. So currently last place in the East is the Montreal Canadiens. I imagine their list of things is fairly long that they would want for Christmas right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was why I wanted to go worst to first. It's like, all right, these lists are going to get easier the more we kind of fly through them.
There you go.
I'll start off with this one. And you know what? I'm actually going to take in the spirit of it being the season of being nice. I'm gonna go with a lighthearted one. I think they're asking for Carey Price to get feeling better and to get back on the ice. Not only would that be great for Carey Price the person, but my oh my, would the Canadians largely benefit from Jake Allen not being their number one.
Be a significantly better team on the whole with just replacing that one player. I'll take the other side of that coin for them. They've been searching for a proper 1C for years. Yeah, I think, look, Nick Suzuki's great. I love him. Don't know if he quite scores at a 1C rate, at least not yet. So they've tried ridiculous things like Jonathan Drouin at 1C, and it just has not worked for them. So they need a 1C for sure.
Yeah. You know, how far does that take? I mean, maybe they still get smashed by Tampa, but with a proper 1C, does that Stanley Cup final maybe look a little bit more interesting last year?
At least a little bit more competitive, you would think, right? Like, unfortunate. Yeah. That's even in the chat here, Jonathan says they want to win the cup last year. It would be something on their wish list. Fortunately, I don't think Santa can send you back in time. So,
yeah, that'd be dope, though.
A little bit of a tough sell, but that would be dope. really going to mess up all our lists if you can just go back in time.
Let's actually just say that every NHL team would be asking to be to go back in time
and win a cup somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
definitely would be cheap cop out a little bit.
Redo that face off after the go ahead goal in the bubble for the
Let's
try that again.
Completely change history on that one.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No. If you have anything else for Montreal, fire away. All right, cool. Next up, the Ottawa Senators. 20 points in 28 games for them.
I'll let you go first this time.
Can I say, have Eugene Melnyk sell the team?
That's a great one. Yes, you can absolutely say that. That's not where I was going to go, but that absolutely is what it should be. Even the play. I mean, we all heard the Uber audio a couple years ago. We all know the players on that. I was going to say a goaltender.
Also, one that they're not paying $6 million to be the AHL. Yeah.
But no, Eugene Melnyk selling the team should absolutely be number one on their wish this list year. When they go to see Santa, that should be what every single player lines up and asks for.
Yeah, it's been a brutal couple of years for that organization. It's between that and, they have problems filling out their arena. I don't know, part of that is probably because of the poor location, but it's just been a struggle for them. So,
I don't have all the exact numbers off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that there has been a pretty harsh drop off in the attendance in the last couple of years as the Melnyk stuff has really picked up. So no, I think that's a great one.
Yeah. I'm sometimes lucky, I guess. next up, AJ's team, the New York Islanders. What do you got for them, Jesse?
Can you help me with this whole "where is Matt Barzal" thing?
No.
I don't know what that running joke is. I keep seeing everyone say, because I'd love to say, they'd be asking to find Matthew Barzal, but I don't get the joke.
Yeah, I is it like a play on Carmen Sandiego? I don't know.
I don't know. This is a tough one, man, because things just don't seem to be clicking for them. And like when you look at the roster, it's the same team that they had last year. So this is a tough one for me. Do you have one here?
It's a little bit of a tough one for me, but yeah. I think honestly, their best answer might be having the players buy back into Trotz's system.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And shit, I mean, maybe find a little bit of offense. Ask Santa for some offense. Your leading scorer is Matt Barzal, 17 points.
Not exactly tearing it up, yeah.
They're at a minus 20. So, yeah. So, a rejuvenated voice from Barry Trotz and some offense.
Apparently, Trot said in a presser he didn't know where he was.
Okay. All right.
But he's not missing, right? He's still he's at his home right now.
he's safe. He's not being held for ransom. I was going to say, here's another great back in time candidate. They'd like to go back and redo that Devon Taves trade, probably.
Trade literally any other defenseman that they have besides Devon Taves, probably. Yeah. Yeah, that one didn't turn out so great for them, definitely. But, it's not all that surprising that a lack of offense caught up to that team, right? It's hard to win 2-1 every night in the modern NHL.
Right. That's what they've done so well for the last couple of years. And so, yeah, some goal scoring, I think, would be much welcomed under their tree.
Buffalo is up next. I mean, what do you even say about Buffalo at this point?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm actually shocked that they are this high up in the standings, because they're another team that their wish list is just endlessly long. I'm going to take the low hanging fruit here, and I'm going to say they need a 1C again.
Yep. They definitely do.
The top of their list.
Can I say over 50% attendance.
Yes, that is two just slam dunks for Rudo so far.
I mean, that's when I saw that graphic, I was like, my God, that's brutal for Buffalo. Yeah,
seriously, because I mean, they're always, it's usually a great hockey city. They're always near the top in viewership, even though their team hasn't been to the playoffs in a decade. They love some hockey up in Western New York, but
yeah, well, and you know, I'm sure some of that is Canadian fans because Buffalo's right there on the border. They can't get across to watch, but still, you never want to see a team with sub 50% attendance. That's that's real bad.
Yeah. So some attendance and yeah, they need a 1C.
New Jersey is up next. Can we? My vote is burn those alternate jerseys that they came out with.
Yes. Yes. Every player on their team is probably asking that they never have to wear those again. I'll give them this much credit because the full kit looks better than the jersey standalone.
But it still just says jersey on.
I can't believe it. Did you see, who is it? Wedgwood? Or Blackwood.
Blackwood, yeah.
On his mask, he had mask put on the back.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. Yeah. That, and how about a top pairing defenseman who isn't Ryan Graves?
Yeah.
Not against Ryan Graves, but.
Not quite a top pairing guy, is he?
Not quite. And I've actually even got a third one for New Jersey, what they should be asking for. Is that Jack Hughes lives up to that contract?
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll get there, but.
I do too, but
he's not quite there yet, is he?
You better be asking Santa for it every year until he does, because that's if he doesn't get there, woof, hefty price tag.
All right, 11 is Philadelphia. I don't.
How about a coach that's not Mike Yeo?
That's a good answer, actually. That's a pretty low bar to jump over for Santa to provide.
It took him like four games to get the new coach bump because it wasn't even a new coach. They're like, hey, things are going horrible. The team has completely lost the voice of the coaches. Here's what we'll do. We'll fire everyone except for one of the most recycled assistant coaches in the NHL.
Yeah. Picking the old hockey dude to hang out and be the head coach strikes again. I would say also get some value in trade capital this year. Like Giroux is still there.
Yep.
There have been rumors floating around Couturier. I don't think they'll trade him, but it's out there. If you could find a way to get rid of JVR or something like that, I just think that organization needs a bit of a reset, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. They're kind of becoming, which it's actually kind of poetic that Mike Yeo is the coach. They're slipping into that Minnesota Wild territory where they're in the dreaded middle. They're not bad enough to be picking high, and they are not good enough to be in the playoffs, be competitive in the playoffs, whatever. So,
yep, very squarely in the middle, which is a great description of the Columbus Blue Jackets too.
Yeah,
right squarely in the middle. That is a team that I don't know. I don't know what would go on their wish list.
I was going to say, cause that's another team that they're kind of like the Islanders from the last few years where things have just kind of stopped clicking. So man, I don't know, maybe them in the Isles go see Santa together and just kind of ask for the same things. Yeah. Just get bought back in and, because, I mean, they've got the goaltending. They've got a top-pairing defenseman. They could also probably use a 1C to go with Patrick Laine, no?
I mean, how about a healthy Patrick Laine? That would help, too.
That, too.
Played 9 games this year, so.
Is that another team that you could see as maybe needing a reset on life?
You know, I think they're kind of stuck right now after they have Laine and Roslovic, so they're stuck in that. They're finally getting the breakout from Bjorkstrand that they've been waiting for. They have Voracek now. You're still waiting on their defense a little bit, right? Yes, they have Werenski, but the rest of that defense, you're kind of looking at it and going, what do you have here, really?
Yeah, I said, I think maybe top line center and a healthy Patrick Laine would be a nice little way. Yeah.
Yep. Next up is Boston. Fairly low on the list this year, Boston. Mm-hmm. Not even in the top eight of the East.
Yeah. What do you got?
For Boston, I am actually not sure. Let's see.
I'm going to say a good return for Jake DeBrusque.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And it's been something that's simmering for so long now. It does kind of feel like, all right, let's just get this done, right?
Right. Get it done, get it over with, and hopefully get enough back in return that it doesn't mess you up. But they're another one that I think their cup window is all but closed and their competitive window is closing.
Yeah. The perfection line has been old for a while, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it's finally starting to catch up with them a little bit. So,
yep.
I don't know. Maybe you throw them in the reset pile too, I guess.
After this season, I think it's a real conversation.
Yeah. Next up is Detroit, which the only thing they get for Christmas is a big lump of coal.
That's right.
Move on from that one.
Right.
Pittsburgh is up next.
How about Evgeny Malkin?
Jeez. Yeah, that one, that's a slam dunk right there.
Just get Malkin back. And I mean, because look, that team is still, if you've got a healthy Malkin and a healthy Crosby, in my opinion, you're always in it.
Oh, yeah. When you have that high end of talent, it's impossible to not take them seriously, right?
Right, right. Yeah. So I think that's an easy one.
Yeah, they really don't have that many holes other than that. They're getting quality goaltending out of Tristan Jarry. It's hard to complain on much other than Malkin being out for the entire year. So
yeah, the comment on the screen is great and 100% true. Yet another for the time travel pile.
Well, yeah, allegedly, you know, they wanted to move up to two, was it, right? With those three picks. So maybe that trade actually happens and Boston feels a lot better.
So since they couldn't move up to two, they decided to throw those picks away.
Yeah, they got one decent NHLer out of those three picks. Yeesh.
Woof.
Number six is Florida. The only thing that's coming from them for Christmas is Blaze buying me a steak dinner. I don't know. You got any actual answers for this one, Jesse?
I'll say a backup goalie.
Yeah.
They didn't like what they were getting out of Spencer Knight and they're rolling with JoJo. Look, I defended JoJo in terms of him being a 3G. He's a fine goaltender. If you have some problems and you need someone to come in and pick up a game or two, saying this guy is our full-time second option in net, I would say, yeah, a backup goalie and maybe the rest of the season with no controversy from the coaches.
Yeah, that would that would be a win. Yeah, their forward core is obviously ridiculous. The thing I would put on my list is please stay healthy, Aaron Ekblad, for one season in your life. Just stay healthy, man.
That's a great one.
New York Rangers up next.
Do you got one for this one? Because I've got the low-hanging fruit one again.
Take the low-hanging fruit then before I do.
Igor Shesterkin, get him back.
Yeah.
That's definitely what they're asking for. The fact that he's already back, given the way he reacted to that injury on the ice, the fact that he's back skating, it has to be encouraging. But, they need him. They need him.
I will take develop a kid between Lafreniere and Kako. They got to do better, man.
Get one, yeah.
Yeah.
Get one to pop.
Yeah. One of them's got to be a legit NHLer. So like,
two top two picks. You can't strike out on that.
You can't have both of them sitting around on your third line, man. That's right. Not good enough. It's just not. Nope. Into the top four now. I don't really know what to say for this one other than like win a cup. The Leafs get out of the first round, I guess.
That's all they want is just out of the first round, because that is a team. We talked earlier this week about some of the narrative around the Avs not being able to get out of the second round and how not all those second rounds are created equal. The Leafs are not in that realm. Like, they have had like 4 or 5 heartbreaking losses in the first round where it's like, yep, whoa, you need to close that out. Fully agree. Don't have anything else. Get out of the first
round. Get out of the first round before game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, don't even leave it to that.
Washington, mine is the obvious one here. Just, I hope Ovi scores 60 this year, man. I just want to see him score all the goals.
That's same for me. Again, that's another one that easy just for Ovi to keep scoring is the Christmas wish this year.
Yep. All right, next is Carolina, a team that has been very, very good this year. Don't know.
Yeah, what I'll take is they're wishing that the goaltending holds up.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. Freddie's got to keep it going.
Yeah, I really like Carolina. I think they're a good team, but to act like they haven't been propped up a little bit by just ludicrous goaltending would be disingenuous.
Anytime you see a goals against average over 2 or under 2, rather,
right,
in 20 games, it's like, how sustainable is that? Are you Patrick Waugh or
right? Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. For me, yeah, I think it's they got to be wishing that goaltending holds up.
Do they still do the storm surge?
I think so. I just don't think it's as publicized now because everyone's kind of gotten on board with it. But I'm pretty sure they still do the storm surge.
Bring back good storm surges. That's my vote.
Love it.
Top of the league, well, at least the East, by points, not by points percentage, that's Carolina. Tampa Bay, the only thing I can think of for this team is remove the salary cap. Can that be their Christmas wish?
Seriously. Well, I mean, they fucking do it every year anyway. Yeah, they just do it themselves.
True.
They're Thanos. Fine, I'll do it myself and just work my way around the salary
cap. You're on LTIR now.
You're injured now. They're like the old like Red Army where they just like, yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions. Yeah.
Some things happened.
Yeah. No salary cap and a three-peat, I think, is what's on their list.
Oh, three-peat, man. A three-peat hasn't happened since the 80s, right? Yeah.
I think so. It's one of those things where like I would hate it, but also it'd be kind of cool.
It'd be cool, especially because I think this isn't sustainable for Tampa now. Their window is rapidly closing. So
No, I agree.
Anyway, go get yourself some Breck Brew. You can come up with crazy ideas like what teams want for Christmas beyond just a Stanley Cup. Saying a Stanley Cup for every team is cheating. You can't say that.
That's true.
You can get 8 different kinds of Breck Brew on tap down at the DNVR bar, or you can get it at your local liquor store. Use the Breck Beer Locator online to find it near you. And then, if you need a little bit of extra beer money, check out the Ball Corporation. They're currently hiring right now in their Golden Plant. They have a bunch of jobs available, including one for a product technician that pays $27.39 per hour starting. You can send an application to them when you text Golden to 77222 or go to jobs.ball.com to get on the application. There's a bunch of potential for increases in pay every 6, 12, and 18 months on the job, and they get a lot of exposure to other manufacturing opportunities in the plant so you can move into higher roles. And of course, they have amazing benefits too, beyond just the pay. You can get insurance, of course, you get PTO, you get all of the good stuff, including opportunities to help fill out your resume. So check out the Ball Corporation today and get yourself a little bit of extra money. Working a good job there. Then it's a great time to get a DNVR annual membership as well. When the Avs do come back, we have a bunch of stuff planned. AJ is already in Dallas planning on covering that game, assuming that it does in fact happen. Which, fingers crossed for that one.
Yep.
We got a bunch of other content. Of course, you can follow Megan Angley on Twitter for Eagles and Avs prospect stuff. We have written stuff on the site almost constantly from Jesse and AJ too. So be sure to check all that out beyond all of our video stuff and podcasts that we do as well. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we made our way through the East. Let's go to the West here, starting at the very bottom of the entire league with the Arizona Coyotes. The answer here is just Shane Wright, correct?
Shane Wright and more draft picks. I'm actually curious. I would love to see them like set the record for number of like first round picks this year. What do they have? Like three first round picks, second round picks, and like five third round picks or something like that.
Yeah, it's like 13 in the top 100 or something ridiculous. It's crazy. So definitely, there's no secret about what Arizona is doing this year. Yeah, so three firsts and five seconds for Arizona, and then
that's
a third.
Crazy.
Yeah, they went
five seconds.
Five seconds.
That's nuts. So yeah, Shane Wright and more draft picks.
Yep. Because,
and they've like outwardly already said that.
Oh yeah, there's no secret to that one. Seattle still sitting at the bottom of the barrel of the West as the expansion team.
How about a save?
The goaltending is not good in Seattle. That is for sure.
Because like they've got a beautiful arena, they've got an excited fan base. Yeah, they need a save.
Yeah, both goalies with save percentages under 900.
Those are two goalies that, I mean, one was a Vezina finalist last year. And the other one was really like starting to be looked at as one of the next up and coming like great goaltenders in the league. And they're both sub 900. It's just
Grubauer, arguably the worst starting numbers in the NHL right now. And some of that's the team in front of him, sure, but
absolutely.
You're telling me Grubauer is an 880 save percentage goaltender in Colorado? No shot.
Right. I mean, and dude, like he's got a lot of games played this season. Like that's the part. Yep. Yeah. I mean, you go look at his entire career.
And he's just better than that. But
right. Sure. You can say he was on much better teams than he is right now. And that's totally true. But
better teams don't give you a 40 point difference. Right.
His worst season when he's played more than two games is a 916. With a 2.63 goals against. He's currently sitting at 882 with a 3.29.
Yeah.
Like it's just
nothing going right there. Yeah.
Right. That's beyond just a bad team in front of him. There's something else going on there. So some help in net, I think, would be very welcomed for Seattle.
Yep. Next up is Chicago. This is a team that should stop being dicks off the ice. Can I put that on their Christmas wish list? I don't know.
Yeah. See, I think honestly, man, I think they're kind of like the Red Wings. They get a lump of coal this year. They can try again next year. You give the current regime credit for, you know, they can't do anything about what the old regime did. All they can do is go forward. You get the lump of coal this year. You get to try again next year. I'm going to be curious to see if they, what they do come deadline time. You know, I can't imagine they hold on to Fleury.
If he has any interest in playing anywhere else. Yeah, he's gone. Right.
Yeah. So lump of coal for the Hawks this year. Better luck next year.
Definitely good with the lump of coal for them. Vancouver up next. They've already fired their whole front office. So what else is on the Christmas list for them?
You know, man, I know I've heard he's an awesome guy, but I just can't imagine that Bruce Boudreau is the long-term answer there behind the bench. He's obviously had a nice little impact on getting them turned around this year, but how about just, you know, two seasons where there's not, how about this, a GM,
a quality one.
Yep. Quality GM.
Yep.
And not McFarlane. Anyone else other than him,
please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I maybe a little bit more out of Elias Pettersson, you know.
Yes.
The kid that they thought was their future and having a little bit of a slow year. It's not, wouldn't panic about it yet, but.
Yeah, a stable GM and, yeah, some more out of EP, I think would be great.
Yep. San Jose is up next. A way to not pay two defensemen $22 million to get old.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about a time machine candidate right here.
Yeah, for sure.
Want to load the entire team in there and just like, let's just go back to 2015. We like it better there.
What if we never paid EK $12 million? I guess $11.5 million, right? But
yeah, that's probably really what they want, is a way out of that Erik Karlsson contract.
Yeah, that one and Brent Burns to not be awful.
Yeah,
would be very important for San Jose. Yeah. I mean, they got out of Martin Jones, so
yeah, somehow we'll wrap that up in some defensive help.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Dallas is up next. Man, everyone in the West is above 500.
Yeah. Crazy. How about some fucking consistency for Dallas? This team is the ultimate win five in a row, lose seven, win eight, lose four, win two, lose five. It's like they're only doing stuff in streaks.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ottinger be the guy that they think he is. Khudobin just got waived the other day, and Ben Bishop officially announced his retirement from the NHL because of the injuries. So it's Ottinger or Braden Holtby as the backup, which while he's played well this year, I don't think anyone has a ton of confidence in Holtby keeping it up.
Yeah. Again, another time machine candidate. Damn, if we could get 2018 Holtby, that'd be dope.
Yep. That's seems like a lot of GMs fall into that trap.
yeah.
Just keeps being who he was. It'll be fine.
Then we'd be in great shape.
LA next. Quentin Byfield healthy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, they're probably just sitting there going, like, just keep whatever this is going. Like, this is better than we thought it would be. A healthy Quentin Byfield to add to what's been a surprisingly positive season for them, I think.
The ageless Anze Kopitar keeps it up. I
mean, dude, so ugly, but so good. He looks like a vampire.
An apt description. All right. The whole team doesn't have to get a lump of coal, but Brendan Lemieux definitely gets a lump of coal.
Oh, dude. Yeah, for sure. He's the only one that doesn't get to ask for anything. Everyone else can have a wish on the team. He doesn't get it.
There we go. Winnipeg is next. I don't know. I need Z for this one.
Yeah. We need a celeb shot. How about a first line center?
Yeah, I guess kind of weird, right? Because they haven't really had one,
right?
Because I mean, how Hockey do you Blake feel Wheeler? About Shifley, really? Right? He's been on a downtrend for the last couple of years. I guess he had a big year last year in 56 games, but
yeah, healthy Blake Wheeler, and there's another team that's in need of a coach. I know they said they're going with
Palmer Reese out. Yeah.
Yep. I know they're going with Lowry for the rest of the year in an interim role, but they need a coach.
Yeah. That's a good answer there. Excuse me. Edmonton. Any forwards that can play defense? I don't know.
any forwards that know how to play on their own side of the red line and maybe, like, I don't know, this much depth?
Any depth at all would be good.
Someone to score a goal that's not Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl?
McDavid and Draisaitl both have 49 points. The next scorer on the team is Nuge with 25. Dude. They're literally doubling up the next player in points.
John Tortorella, all that shit about Trevor Zegras being bad for the game and stuff, like,
God,
that's banana lands, clown shoes, idiot. You know, but I actually fully agreed with what he said about Connor McDavid needing to find a way to help make guys around him a little bit better than he does.
Sure.
And like,
what the greatest player? Like, look at Crosby, right? You could put anyone on that dude's wings, and they'd score 50 points automatic. Dude,
on all three of those Stanley Cups, he had different wingers, and a lot of them were like, who, this guy plays with Crosby? And like you said, they were 50, 60-point guys.
The dude turned Blake Como into a 50-point player. Like,
right. And yeah, it's just Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, they are amazing players. They're so good. But yeah, I mean, it's them, 50 feet of nothingness, and then the next highest point getter.
Yep.
It's just, yeah. Any amount of depth
would help. Calgary is up next.
This is another one where
they do something in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I would say they've overachieved to this point. Johnny Gaudreau seems to be back finding his groove. To make it into the playoffs and
don't get bopped in the first round.
Yeah.
It's what prove that you're a real hockey team and that this isn't another regular season illusion for Calgary, basically.
Right. Yeah. Because that's all it's been recently.
Yep. We'll skip them. We'll get to the Avs in a little bit. St. Louis up next. This is a team that is begging Vladimir Tarasenko to stay, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's a great one. A resolution to the Vlad Tarasenko saga.
Yep.
Because it looked like it was a sure thing he was going to be traded. Then he came out of the gates red hot, and he's kind of cooled down. So, yeah, just to know what the F they're doing with Vlad Tarasenko.
Yep. If he stays, they're – I don't know if I'd call him a contender, but they're a playoff hockey team for sure.
Oh, for sure. For me personally, like, I just would love to see them have a goaltender that doesn't throw a little fit every time that he doesn't like something.
Yeah, Binnington, a little bit of a whiner for sure. I don't like it either, to be honest. As the guy who wants people to celebrate everything, the whining's got to stop.
I also just don't think he's good enough to behave that way.
Agreed. I think that's, you know, you put up with it when it's Nathan MacKinnon because he's so effing good, right?
But, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nashville, surprisingly high on this list up next.
To keep this Matt Duchene fever dream going?
Yeah, right? It's that he needs to do this for 2 years in a row instead of this being the every fourth year anomaly type of season for him.
Yeah, I mean, they're another team that, like, I really don't think that they can complain right now a ton about how their season's going. Like, they've got to be pretty happy right now.
Yeah, they're finally getting the production out of their forwards that they've been asking for half a decade. Duchesne's near a point per game. Johansson's near a point per game. Forsberg's over a point per game. Their defense just isn't what it used to be.
Right, yeah. I mean, Matt Duchene had 13 points last year. He's got 13 goals already this year.
A little better.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they want to see that keep up. Yeah, they're another team that I really think that their wish would be don't let this all fall apart.
Definitely fair for I think all of the top four teams at the top of the West right now. as next up is Anaheim.
Yeah.
Troy Terry just stays ridiculously hot.
Yep.
And then obviously.
Yeah, this fountain of youth that Ryan Getzlaff has seemed to find this year.
Yep. Man, he has one goal. That's crazy. 20 assists, one goal. The reverse Cy Young forgets.
Yeah. He's loving playing with Troy Terry right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a really funny observation you make because there's a bunch of teams at the top of the West that I think are really overachieving, and they're just kind of like, oh, man.
When does the course correction come for us?
Right. So, I think that's a good one for Anaheim.
All right, two more at the top: Vegas and Minnesota.
Let's do Vegas. They're, I'm putting them right in the same box as Tampa. They are really wishing that the salary cap just disappears suddenly, because
gonna be playing with 15 skaters on purpose again.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Seriously, like, they are going to be tight up against that cap if Jack Eichel comes back quicker than they're expecting.
Yep, that's, it's gonna be interesting to see how they navigate that for sure. And then you have Minnesota technically at the top of the West, for now at least.
Yep.
Do they fall into the lump of coal? Are they quite there yet for the Avs fan base? I don't know.
What's so funny is I actually think a couple years ago, absolutely, but I feel like they've fizzled out a little bit.
Yeah.
They're another one that I honestly put them into the same wish list group as Edmonton.
Sure.
In terms of, like, you're getting some bananas production from guys whose entire careers would tell you, do not expect this to keep going.
Yep.
So
just hold on as long as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And hope that some of your depth guys can start picking up the pace a little bit. Cause I'm sorry. I just, like, I don't see Ryan Hartman continuing to do this.
Yeah. It doesn't seem likely that a dude who has 26 points in 30 games. His career high in points is 31 in 70. So, or 76, right, even. Like, right, he's, or like, yeah.
Matt Zuccarello hasn't broken 40 points since 2017.
Yep.
The dude's at 24 points already this year.
Yep. In 24 games played. He's a point per game player right now.
Alex Goligoski has 20 points.
Yeah, Marcus Foligno has already tied his career high in goals this year.
Right.
Like,
and like, look, the,
yeah, it's just, it's not sustainable, right?
Alex Goligoski's 36.
Yeah.
And Marcus Foligno's 30. Like they're, you know, Matt Zuccarello, 34.
Yep. They're not exactly young.
Right, these aren't guys that are like, wow, they're breaking out. It's like, whoa, these are anomalies on their career.
Yep. And you're watching Kaprizov, and you're like, all right, that one's probably sustainable, but what about the rest of this team?
Right, right, right. I don't know.
Yep. I think it's going to be tough for them to stay sustainable, for sure.
Me too.
But, you know, if you want to have a little bit of fun, if you think Minnesota's about to collapse, I bet you can get pretty good odds on them right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. So go over there, use code DNVR when you sign up to get amazing odds boost. Bet $1 on any NFL game. If either team scores a point, you get $100 in free bets. DraftKings is just giving you $100 in free bets, essentially, when you sign up with the DNVR code. So go over there, do that. Take the $100 to do whatever you want. Have a bunch of fun with DraftKings. You can bet on ridiculous things, or you can bet on very obvious things like Broncos unders, which hit every single week for me. But instead, if you want to bet on Russian biathlon athletes, you can do that. So you can't go wrong with DraftKings. It's a total blast having fun. Even if, just like, you don't even have to bet very much, right? You just put a couple pennies on there and have fun. You got something?
I just jumped into my DraftKings app. They've got all the KHL games on there right now,
yep,
as well as Swedish Elite League.
Yep. They've got like 11 or 12 hockey leagues, I believe, on there. So,
yeah. So just because the NHL is not playing doesn't mean your betting fun has to stop.
Throw down some money, go over to onhockey.tv and watch some Euro hockey. Have a good time there. Watch Simon Edvinson tear up the Swedish league. All right. Yeah, so after DraftKings, when you make a little bit of extra money from them, you can go over to Strava Craft Coffee. Get that CBD-infused coffee, which, you know, helps with migraines, back pain, joint pain, all sorts of aches and pains you got can help with that. I kind of like calling it, it's your morning coffee along with your morning Advil in one drink. So it's pretty tasty. Does a good job there, and it'll take care of you. You can check them out. Get 25% off your first order when you use code DNVR25 at checkout. So jump on the great deal today. And then, if you're really doing well on DraftKings, you can hit up Chevalier Mortgage. I know it's crazy. I'm starting to look for a home around the Denver metro area. Mike is a certified financial planner, rather, so they will help you not just find a home and a home loan, but find the right one for you, taking a look at your entire picture so you're not stuck in some crazy home loan where your house poor forever. They're great at what they do. Highly recommend you check them out. You can go to dnvrmortgage.com where you can get a free consultation and a chance to win some free DNVR merch, too. Again, that's dnvrmortgage.com, or you can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. And, you know, be sure to like and subscribe to the video if you're new here. If you're not new here, either way, if you subscribe to the channel, that helps us out a ton, and the like gets it out to more people. So we can have even more of you amazing people in the chat talking it up, talking hockey every single weekday, except for maybe this Friday because it's Christmas Eve. But, you know, holidays, occasionally we got to take them, right? Anyway, we passed 16,000 recently, so I guess 17,000 is the next big marker for us. So I don't think we can get there before New Year's, but we can try.
We can definitely try.
Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, the one I'm sure you've all been waiting for. What, Jesse, is on the Colorado Avalanche wish list? Oh, well, what is this? What is this in the background?
What up, fam?
Oh, I was looking. I was like, what the hell? What?
Yeah.
What
up? You are you there or are you driving right now?
We're at Bucky's in NS, Texas.
Ah, the old Bucky stop.
Yeah, literally just decided we had to go to Bucky's. We were going to go to Bucky's last night when we were driving by it in Denton, but it was like 2 a.m., so.
A little late for that one.
This is a fun little surprise, you jumping on here. AJ, what's number one on your abs Christmas wish list?
Darcy Kemper to be Darcy Kemper.
Yep.
That was on my list for sure.
Proper number one goaltender.
How's the drive going, man?
It's good. We got to Dallas late last night, but slept in and hung out with my homie, and now we're at Bucky's. She's out playing with the dog since they actually have like a dog area, so they're having a good time. And I just figured since we were listening to the show while we were driving that now that we're parked and we're at Bucky's and where I have internet, I would just drop in and say, what's up?
So I'm going to ask a question that hopefully isn't dumb. Is Bucky's like someone's house or is Bucky's a place?
Oh, dude, you got to look it up.
It is a place. It is not someone's house.
It is very much a place. It is a destination unto itself. There was a dude recently who
BUC-EE.
Yes, there was a dude who lived in his camper in the parking lot of a Bucky's for a weekend because this place is just crazy enough that you can do that.
What the hell?
I don't know.
The Bucky's in Katy by my mom's house is actually home to the world's longest car wash.
I feel like,
what is this?
It's like, so it's kind of, the way I like to describe a Bucky's is it's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults with with everything that you need to like survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a picture of the car wash. So, my brain can't process what all I'm looking at. It's like a gas station, theme park, car wash,
yeah,
mall, supermarket, meat store.
Yeah, Bucky's is everything. That's why we're here.
Amazing.
Yeah. What the hell? Even the gas station part of it's huge. There's like,
oh, dude, the pumps. Yeah, there are so many pumps. There's no way in the world that you would ever have to wait for gas at one of these places.
Oh, Buc-ee's.
Damn. It's all of that and like the size of IKEA.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's an experience unto itself. It's why we don't need gas. We don't really need anything except to just experience Buc-ee's. So that's why we're here.
I would love to go through that world's longest car wash.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, we're definitely going to do that when we get to Katy, just to do it.
and that's what it is. I can't give you a reason why I want to do it, but I really need to do that.
Yep.
All right.
Wow, so, good for you. That's awesome.
Circling back to the Avs, Darcy Kuemper being Darcy Kuemper, definitely high on my list. I would also have one NHL game where the Avs are essentially healthy.
Yeah. I was going to say, and this may be asking a lot, 5 consecutive games of the same roster.
That'd be a stretch. I think this team has gone 3 this year with the same roster.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, a hampered roster that they've stayed the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, literally one game where everyone's healthy would be a great one. Darcy Kuemper being Darcy Kuemper. And also, how about no more injuries this year for Pavel Francouz?
Or anybody?
Right, yeah, or anybody.
Paid enough of an injury tax?
Dude, so AJ, was it you who was saying that they're number one in, like, quality man games lost?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's just... I don't know. My biggest thing is like I'd love to get more than one game where he didn't have to come in an emergency out of this Francouz contract. Like that's all they've gotten on this 2-year deal is him having to start 30 minutes before the game because Darcy Kuemper got put in COVID protocol. Like, cool, just a little bit of value out of this Francouz contract.
Yeah,
don't need much, just something.
Pretty minimal.
I'm also putting a Burakovsky 30 goal year on the wish list.
Let's go.
Oh, you want to pay for that?
He's trending above it right now. Hey, I just want to be right. You know, the money is a problem for 6 months from now, Joe Sakic, not me.
True. It's not like you're paying it.
Right, Don't make me start shouting $7 million again.
Oh God, I'll fight you.
Kale McCarr wins the Norris.
Yep, that one's big on my list.
Yep, I think that one.
Nah.
No, you don't care about the hardware.
I want Kale McCarr to win the heart.
There you go.
Ooh.
And then McKinnon can win the Conn Smythe.
Sure, I don't care who wins the Conn Smythe as long as it's an Av.
Yeah. And not in J.S. Giguere style.
Yeah, it could be Logan O'Connor. He can win the Conn Smythe for all I care.
There it is. It could be Curtis McDermott. In fact, I would love for Curtis McDermott
that would be
to win the
Conn Smythe. An amazing story. Yeah, dude scores like 15 goals in a playoff run. Let's go. I'm here for it.
Right.
Yeah,
he just starts dropping bombs from the blue line, going back bar every time.
John Scott's story is nothing compared to that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Instead of like he hoists the cup and then like two guys pick him up on their shoulders while he's holding the cup.
They topple down and break bones. Great. Yeah. I'm here for this. Yeah. Definitely.
Also, wow. I have a lot of Avs Christmas wishes this year. McKinnon to hit triple digit points. I just can't take another last week of the season. Heartbreak.
They spend the entire game 82 just feeding him pucks, trying to get
right. I loved I think it was 2 years ago when you finished at 99. It was so obvious that entire last 20 minutes is what they were doing. Yep. Then someone asked him after, like, were they trying to get you the puck? It's like, were you watching? Yes. That's obviously all they were trying to do.
Interesting comment here. I do think it's in the Avs' best interest to have Nuke and Berkey not price themselves out of Colorado.
No.
That argument, but I probably would be in their better interest to win a Stanley Cup.
Right, yeah, take what you get and worry about the money later.
Yeah, I'll say because if those two don't price themselves out, that means that you've got big problems on that second line. If those guys are like, well, no one else will take us.
Yep.
Yeah, would rather have them go off and price themselves out.
To add to that, I mean, the big...
I'm just getting closer.
The big dance we're making here, beating around the bush. Get out of the second round, right?
Yeah. No, just win the Stanley Cup. Who cares about the second round?
I guess when you do that, though, ipso facto, yeah. Get out of the second round.
Yeah. Those things that go hand in hand, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you could lose in the third round. If you just win the Stanley Cup and the second round conversation is dead.
We said for this list that just saying win the Stanley Cup is kind of a cop-out. So.
We did say that early on. That is true. But
we also have 19 things on this list already.
It's true.
Yeah. You two typically only get to ask Santa for one thing. I do like this most recent comment from the human side of it. Love to see... Byram get back to not have to deal with all this post-concussion stuff.
Yep.
Just from like the, come on guys, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just get him healthy.
Yep.
Can I ask you guys I want to reference something you guys mentioned earlier in the first period.
Fire off.
You guys were talking about Boston and the three picks in 2015 because they were trying to get up to two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Boston's perspective, with the win now mode and the team that they had, what would have been better for them, Eichel, or to get those three picks right with Shabbat, Connor, and Barzal?
I mean, the three picks if they get them correct, but yeah. Is it realistic for them to get all three of those right? I don't know.
But consider that Eichel would have stepped in as their 2C or their 3C behind Krejci and Bergeron immediately versus those other guys took a couple of years. And while they would be like the face of the next generation of Bruins, they may not have contributed right away to any playoff runs.
Yeah, I think it kind of depends on because could they have probably won another Stanley Cup with Jack Eichel?
Yeah, as their 3C, like they did with Tyler Seguin?
Right, yeah. No, like probably. But if you get those three picks right, I mean, you're probably staring down another decade of
competing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're competing. You're in a great spot, obviously. But Eichel would have given you the immediate boost, not just in year one, but year two, while those other guys were all still figuring it out.
Right. Yeah, I think I'd probably say, and like this is like a super boring like logistical answer, but probably the Eichel one because you probably end up pricing yourself out of those three guys at this point. If all of those guys start hitting, like you, I don't know.
It's tough, right? Because like let's say they do that and they have Chabot in the wings now. Like, do they still draft McAvoy the next year?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, change nothing else. Just those.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, but the reality is you can't do that. Like the spiraling effects of that would be.
Well, I don't think they would have changed the McAvoy pick.
Sure, and that's fine.
That's your top pairing. The Shabbat and McAvoy is your like they play together.
I will officially say Eichel because at the end of the day, the goal is to win Stanley Cups and adding Eichel, I think at least gets them one more as where you have those other three guys. Yeah, you're staring down a nice long competitive window here, but don't know if you ever get over the hump and that's the goal.
Boy, they could have had Aho too. That's crazy.
There's so many people they could have had.
Yeah, I mean, Aho is the you're looking back in time and not in that moment, and you're drafting like you're knowing that Sebastian Aho goes from the fringe first round prospect that he was to Sebastian Aho.
Yep.
Because if we're redrafting, none of those guys get to Boston's picks anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
We also said that all of these. pretty much every team could wish for a time machine for big moments if they wanted to go back and change.
I just thought that was an interesting hypothetical because you guys were talking about they got all those picks with the attempt to try and move all the way up.
You really did blow it in hindsight too, man. It's not just Barzal, Connor, and Chabot. Like, you go down the list and it's like Besser, Konechny, Roslovic even.
Right. Yeah, there's so many big names where it's like, holy smokes.
Yeah, they choked hard. And what's sad is that when it happened, DeBrusque and Sinishin were huge reaches where it was like, ooh. The one guy that actually made sense there was Zboril.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Bucky's.
Yeah, you go to Bucky's. Cool. We're going to wrap up the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the pod. We will be back tomorrow. AJ will be on the show. We'll be doing a little bit of, I'm not sure exactly what, but we'll be talking about analytics on a basic level. We'll do a little bit of that for you. I know that's been a heavily requested show for a lot of listeners. So yeah. We'll be diving into that. Any final thoughts, Jesse, before we're out of here?
No, I think that's it. Kind of like you said, kind of a nice, fun, little easy show. Merry Christmas, everyone. If you're not listening tomorrow, nice little Christmas episode here. Thank you guys all so much for listening. You guys give us the ability to do what we do. So thank you.
Hell yeah. Hi, Katie. Bye, Katie. We will talk to all of you people tomorrow.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.